Go around College Hoops, 525, 510, what the players had to say when faced with some tough questions yesterday ahead of their game tonight against TCU. Late tip-off, 8 o'clock, that helps me out for getting done with that Manhattan High game.
Not a fan.
Why are you shaking your head at
me? I don't like 8 o'clock tips.
Okay.
It's very simple.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I wouldn't be crazy about it necessarily, but I'm okay with it in this spot because, like I said, that works out pretty well for me. You can catch it online, newsradiokman.com. If you are interested, Manhattan and Junction City in the sub-state semifinal. We're going to have Manhattan High games today, tomorrow, likely Friday, likely Saturday with the sub-state semis and sub-state finals, all at MHS, by the way. So if you want to go catch two very good teams that are both the top seed in their sub-state, you can do so there. And while I'm thinking about it, shout out to Mason Wallace, Jalen Harper, Manhattan High wrestlers, who Mitch interviewed, used on the morning news earlier today. They won state. Mason Wallace for a third time in his career. Are they consecutive?
Yep. Sure.
Okay. Three straight state titles for Mason Wallace, and Manhattan dethroned Garden City as state champs, their first since 2012.
Solid.
Yes. I thought you had something else.
Oh, I was going to ask who was on the other side of Manhattan sub-state bracket.
They're playing the winner of Washburn Rural and Wichita East if they win tonight.
Please not Rural.
Wichita East, the team that knocked them out last year. So you have each of the two teams that have bounced them in the last 2 years in sub-state. So either way there. Another shout-out here is this is basically, I guess, the shout-out segment of the show. The K-State women did well in the All-Big 12 teams that were released today. The regular season's done for women's hoops. K-State will play in the 4-5 game of the Big 12 tournament on Saturday. Two players on the first team All-Big 12 squad. I bet you can guess who they are if you pay any attention to K-State women's hoops at all, but Kindred Wiesman, Bree Lewis, both on the first team. Eternity Willick was on the all-freshman team. Bree Lewis was also on the all-defensive team. So, not surprisingly, they grayed out pretty well with what they were able to accomplish this season.
And, again, it looks like K-State, even though they are losing a very big core of seniors, it looks like they've got a lot of young talent to work with as they move forward.
That's the thing. Not only the veterans being first team All-Big 12 there, but you have someone on the all-freshman team making you feel better about the future. With
good recruiting class.
Yeah, Eternity Willick. They've clearly recruited very well.
I want to send a shout-out to whoever made the video that was played before I read the bios for all the seniors because it was an absolute tearjerker. It had Brandon Coliseum sobbing at the end of it. It was very well done. You could see it at the K-State Women's Basketball Twitter account. I also retweeted it at Mitch the Fort.
Were you turned up?
What's up?
Did you get the microphone?
I got really close, actually. Okay. Really close.
Anybody else have any more shout-outs? Bet about five of them here.
Yeah, to you for reading Cosmo during the last break.
I was, man. Hey, I am not ashamed. I was reading about how women describe dating in all 50 states, man. That's some interesting stuff. Maybe I'll talk about that instead of what's happening with the players answering tough questions when we come back on the game.
Get everything you want in a checking account.